You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
From Austin, Texas, this is The Jeff Ward Show.
I'm Jeff Ward, and the only agenda here is to make you think this should piss you off. The people of Uvalde are pissed, and for very good reason. And the reason is publicly using the word considering. Considering. Now, consider if you want, if you were incompetent and negligent at your job, completely incompetent and negligent at your job, you'd get fired. And there's not much consideration to that. It's pretty cut and dried if you're that awful. When you're incompetent and negligent at your job, people don't die, but you still get fired. Do the people of Uvalde deserve for people to be held accountable and fired after the school shooting? Absolutely. It doesn't bring the kids back, but it sends a message, and that message matters. That message means a lot right now. And the message being sent using words like considering is awful. It's awful. And you can't blame them for being furious. The defense of law enforcement from the day of the school shooting is disgusting. Everybody with a badge that didn't go into the classroom to try to stop the shooter is in the wrong. It's really not debatable. It's in the wrong. When people say in defense of police that day, well, you don't know what it's like. You can't imagine what it's like. Well, yeah, you're right. We don't. We don't know what it's like. You know what? We pay you to know what it's like. We paid you to take the risk. So you're exactly right. And it doesn't give an excuse. And it shouldn't scare people off when somebody says you don't know what it's like. We don't know what it's like. I paid you. And I paid you to go in to try to stop the shooter. That's the job. Anything less, guess what? That's incompetent and it's negligent. Will it do us any good if all 400 or so of the cops that showed up that day, would it do us any good if everyone was fired? I'm not arguing that. Not. Don't know the exact answer, but none at all is not the right answer. The message should be sent by government. And by the way, that's local and state government. Listening, Greg Abbott? They were incompetent on that day. You need to show the public, both locally and statewide, and to be honest, around the country. Listening, Greg Abbott? That there was incompetence and negligence that day. We don't need everyone to get fired. But saying you're considering firing anyone is offensive, and it's the wrong message. It was not the fault of anyone in law enforcement. To be fair, it was not the fault of anyone in law enforcement that the diabolical lunatic shooter got an assault rifle and he went to kill people. It's not even law enforcement's fault that he got in. But the rest is their fault, and it is the fault of everyone in government. Listening, Greg Abbott? Not to send the message that the response was unacceptable. Not to send the message, you deserve better. Not to even think enough to send the message, we hear you, somebody needs to be held accountable for you. We need to prove to you that we're listening to you. We need to acknowledge that you're pissed for very good reason, because incompetence and negligence cannot be tolerated. You know what we're going to do as a government, local and statewide? We're going to send you a message that it's not tolerable. That matters. That's the responsibility of local and statewide government. You need to acknowledge you were wrong, and you need to send the message, clearly, you owe us better. Just the opposite has happened. Just the opposite. If people are going to say, well, is the public asking for heads to roll? Yes, to a degree, the public is asking that. The public deserves that. And you have an obligation to send the public a message that it's not tolerable, that negligence and incompetence cannot be tolerated, that you are going to send them the message that you really do care, you really do listen to them. And what happened that day couldn't have been stopped by someone necessarily on the front end, but not going in was wrong. And we want to show you, we acknowledge that it was wrong. We want to show you, we hear you, and you're pissed. Just the opposite has happened. I mean, imagine this. So far, it's 3 months, and nobody's lost their job. They were wrong not to go and try to stop him. No job losses at all. They even lied about, law enforcement lied about how it went down to the governor. How do we know that? The governor said they lied to me. No jobs lost. Be incompetent and negligent and turn around and lie to your boss and see what happens. And when you go to work, people don't die. See what happens to you. Imagine your coworkers, when you lie and are incompetent and negligent, how they would react. Wouldn't you say the message sent is important? Wouldn't you acknowledge that the message sent by management is really important? Same applies here. You lie to your boss and you don't lose your job. This sucks. The public message sent matters. You know why? Just an opinion, but I don't think it's far off and I don't think many people disagree. I think nobody is getting fired at the state level, but a small town of mostly Hispanic people don't matter enough to elected officials and their reelection effort. That's an awful thing to say, Jeff. What takeaway do you get? What other takeaway seems to be evident? That the people of that small town don't seem to matter enough. What they think doesn't seem to matter enough. The fact that they're pissed doesn't seem to matter enough. The message is not being sent to them. They're not being heard. What other takeaway do you have? The evidence is no one's listening. I guess no one's listening because the maggots that want to get reelected don't really care. What other conclusion do you have? Yes, the lack of local response is pathetic as well. Maybe even worse. Here's why it's even in the news again. The Associated Press reporting today, Uvalde's embattled school police chief could become the first officer to lose his job over the hesitant response by hundreds of heavily armed law enforcement personnel during the May massacre at Robb Elementary School. The Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District was set to make a decision on Pete Arredondo's future 3 months to the day after gunmen killed 19 children and two teachers in one of the deadliest classroom attacks in U.S. history. Arredondo, who has been on administrative leave since June, has come under the most scrutiny for his actions during the May 24 tragedy. State police and a damning investigative report in July have criticized the police chief of the roughly 4,000-student school district for failing to take charge of the scene, not breaching the classroom sooner, and wasting time by looking for a key to a likely unlocked door. 3 months? And they're considering firing him. That's the word used. He may get fired. Imagine that. He'd be the only one. He's the only one. That's it. 90 days after the massacre, the absence of any firings have frustrated many Uvalde residents and amplified demands for accountability. Where's proof they're getting any? Where is the evidence they're getting any accountability? Messaging matters. Investigations and body camera footage have laid bare how police rushed to the scene with bulletproof shields and high-powered rifles within minutes, but waited more than an hour before finally confronting the gunman in a classroom of fourth graders. Uvalde school officials have been under mounting pressure from victims' families and members of the community, many of whom have called for Arredondo's termination. You don't say. Can anyone not say? These people have every right to be furious. They have every right to say, I want somebody, show me Somebody who was incompetent and negligent loses their job. Show me. Only one other police official at the scene, this is a Uvalde cop, is known to have been placed on leave since the shooting. Wow. We're not even talking about firing. Nobody's even been placed on leave. And by the way, the governor said the state people lied to him. Anybody been placed on leave? The Texas Department of Public Safety, which had more than 90 state troopers at the scene, has also launched an internal investigation into the response by state police. In other words, they're going to investigate themselves and tell you how that went. Would it be too much to ask for someone to say, you know what? I saw the footage. I've read the report. You don't need to investigate yourselves. I got the answer. You're fired. You know why you're fired? Because you were incompetent and negligent, and they wanted better from you, and they want better from me, listening, Greg Abbott, and those people deserve a response. It's been 3 months. You can't really blame them for being mad. You can't really blame them for saying, how can nobody not get fired? School officials have said the campus at Robb Elementary will no longer be used. This part is sad. Instead, campuses elsewhere in Uvalde are willing to return to school in person following the shooting. That's sad. Well, look, the optics matter. You can't change that day. You can't bring everybody back. It might happen again elsewhere, which is also important in all of this. But the message to the taxpayers, the acknowledgement of the taxpayers should matter more. The acknowledgement of the people of that town should matter more. You can't blame them for getting the impression they don't matter more. It looks like it. It appears that way. We can't say exactly who was at fault in law enforcement, although, you know, some make some arguments, but you would say the people at the top, people who are supposed to be calling the shots there, should probably pay the price. They have to pay the price. The public deserves to see that they pay the price. The people of that town deserve the acknowledgement. They're not getting it. And beyond all of that, the people of Uvalde, the people of Texas, listening, Greg Abbott, a message should be sent around the country. I mean, a good case can be made that police departments around the country, school districts around the country should be getting the message too. This idea that only one of you'd be put on leave is unacceptable. Do your job. Do the right thing. If not, pay a professional price immediately. That's a message that should be sent. Now ask yourself, 3 months, using the term considering, has that message been sent?
Get the Jeff Ward Show podcast on the Apple or Spotify podcast platform or wherever you're listening right now.